This is News Talk.
Well, that topic of indoor dining dominating a lot of the papers this morning, and the whether or not you can bring your children in when you're going into a pub or a restaurant. It's on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. No kids in the pub. Kids shouldn't be brought into pubs and restaurants when doors open, the country's top doctor said yesterday. Ciara Phelan writing here that Dr. Tony Houlihan urged parents to eat outdoors with their children, even though those vaccinated can legally go inside next week. Then the front of the Irish Daily Mail is the same story. Don't bring the children. NPHET warning to families over dining indoors. Health chiefs have told parents not to bring their children to dine indoors this summer until more people are vaccinated. Tony Houlihan urging caution after 783 new COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday. Of course, the highest daily total since February. And I know that it was raised in the Dáil yesterday. A lot of heads being left scratched over the idea that children can go into a pub but can't go indoors to a summer camp. And then we had this message from Tony Houlihan saying don't bring the children inside. I think his point was that there are plenty of outdoor eating options, and until more people are vaccinated, don't bring the children inside. I did find it quite funny though, some people I know saying no harm not having children in a restaurant. It might be a more pleasant experience for some other people in terms of noise and enjoyment of your meal, but other people would say they want their children inside. Although I saw other people saying we'll leave the kids outside and we'll go inside and enjoy our meal. Anyway, that's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. A lot about money in the papers too, and budgets and all of that stuff. The Irish Examiner is a very interesting story that Ireland is set to abandon its long-held 12.5% corporation tax rate later this year. And we really do hold on to the 12.5% corporate tax rate, and in some ways we brag about it, and that's how we attract foreign direct investment. But government sources are suggesting to the Irish Examiner that that could be scrapped. While no formal decision has yet to be made, several government sources have told the newspaper it's expected that the tax incentive for large multinational firms is set to be relinquished as part of a new OEC tax arrangement in October, which could see our rate could be going up to, what, 15%? That there's some sort of uniformity across the world when it comes to corporate tax rates. Be interesting to see what the big companies who are based here make of this particular news. We shall see what happens with it. Then staying with finance, the Irish Times this morning tells us that the government is going to significantly increase capital funding for housing, but it is also committing itself to difficult deficit reduction targets in the coming years. This is all after the publication of the summer economic statement last night. So on the one hand, spending a whole load of extra money on housing, but on the other hand, trying to reduce our deficit as well. And the summer economic statement, the Irish Times says, is one of the most important economic documents published by the government each year. But it was delayed earlier this week because of a row at the top of government over economic policy. But now agreement has been reached between Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue and several other senior ministers, including the Taoiseach and Minister Michael McGrath. So they reached agreement yesterday afternoon, and then we had the approval of the document. And I should say that Minister Michael McGrath will be on this morning's News Talk Breakfast talking all about that summer economic statement. And the row appears to be resolved for now. The Irish Independent also goes with finance this morning, and Philip Ryan writing here that 4 years of tax cuts are being planned by the government on the back of a post-pandemic boom. So in case you were worried that it was going to be all tax increases to try and pay back the money needed for COVID, well, it's the other way. They're looking at cutting tax, and that's despite needing to borrow nearly €19 billion more, according to the Irish Independent. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue intends to keep the purse strings loose for the lifetime of this government. Now, the Irish Sun this morning goes with the big drugs haul, which we heard about yesterday, and it certainly was a massive drugs haul. The headline, Hunt for Monster Coke Lab, and Stephen Breen has the exclusive here as he says that cops are hunting a Breaking Bad style drugs lab after seizing €34 million worth of cocaine. The Irish Sun last week told how the haul was being sent here as Gardaí and Customs led the probe, and it was a half a ton of cocaine disguised as coal found in Holland. Others saying that the people behind it got nervous, that they just panicked with importing this. But a big, big coup for Gardaí, and privately, a lot of Gardaí very, very happy with that particular haul and the inroads that they're making in it. Interesting photograph on the front of the Irish Daily Star. The picture is of singer Sinead O'Connor and Ian Bailey having lunch yesterday, I think it is. And the story is that pop superstar Sinead O'Connor enjoyed a platonic lunch date with infamous Sophie Tuscan de Plantier suspect Ian Bailey to chat about his poetry. Ian Bailey, who denies any involvement in the murder, told the Star that he met with Sinead O'Connor to talk about her new newspaper column and his poems being turned into songs. And as we say, they're pictured enjoying lunch on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Inside the Irish Independent, they've had some leaks from last night's Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting. Of course, all not well in that party, it would seem, when it comes to questions about the leadership from some backbenchers. And apparently, because we weren't at the meeting, but apparently the Taoiseach last night launched a staunch defence of his leadership at a private Fianna Fáil meeting. And Mr Martin spoke extremely strongly and passionately, we are told, at the meeting, and told his party that the greatest threat to Fianna Fáil is ourselves. And the big news coming from the meeting is that Fianna Fáil is going to have an in-person meeting of the party on the 1st of September to chat about issues affecting the party after the disastrous by-election results. And also, one would assume pressure will now be put on the party to publish the internal review into Fianna Fáil's 2020 election results. And I'm sure more about the review into why Fianna Fáil polled so poorly in the recent by-election as well. But all eyes will be on September 1st on the party. And what's interesting, Micheál Martin saying there, some of the strongest criticism of government had come from within the party itself. Now, interesting story on the front of the Times of London this morning. Obviously, the Olympics getting underway the 23rd of July. A lot of people excited about it, others raising a lot of questions about why it's going ahead in the midst of a pandemic. But for the winners, for those who come in first place or indeed second or third place, some wondering how will they get their medals? Will there be the same pomp and ceremony? And it turns out no, because the Times of London says that scenes of tearful athletes bowing before a dignitary to have a ribbon placed around their necks will give way at this year's Olympics to a self-service buffet of gold, silver and bronze. So there's going to be less fun and drinking among competitors at the Games, and there's going to be 3 medals will be given on a tray to the athletes on the podium, and you go up and you take the medal yourself and you hang it around your own neck in front of an empty stand. Quite depressing, actually, when you think of it. I presume the national anthem will still be played, but you just won't have the audience there to view it. But anyway, that's the plan for the Olympics. And alcohol, there's going to be big restrictions on it, and big restrictions on people, shall we say, competitors, shall we say, getting frisky in the Olympic Village, which I didn't realise was a big thing, but apparently it is at the Olympics. Now, the Telegraph has a story this morning about going back to work, and lots of people wondering what the new work place is going to look like post-pandemic. Well, it turns out that almost a third of workers want to get rid of formal dress codes when they start returning to offices, and half of adults surveyed said they would prefer to wear smart casual clothes, so get rid of your traditional suit in the office. And 1 in 10 respondents said they would replace suits and dresses with shorts and flip-flops if they had the chance. There's a few in here going around with shorts this week with the warm weather that we have, and I suppose when you get into warm weather in a workplace, in an office, particularly, you know, in some buildings which don't have proper air conditioning, it's a bit much to start asking them to wear suits. But the people who carried out the survey say that the idea of getting dressed for work is now seen as unnecessary, as is commuting a long distance to a physical meeting. And there's a separate study in the Telegraph of 2,000 workers which found that nearly half, 43%, believed that the traditional business suit no longer had any place in a modern office. I'd love to hear your views on that. You can text me 53106 here on News Talk at a cost of 30 cent. Some people actually like wearing a suit. They find it easy. I suppose at least you know what you're going to be wearing. But others say it's a bit uncomfortable, a bit stuffy, and there's no need for it. Now, 2 final stories for you. One comes from the Irish Sun this morning, and I'll tell you, Laura Whitmore has nice work if you can get it, because obviously she's presenting the current series of Love Island. And I didn't realise this because I don't watch it, but apparently as presenter of Love Island, she's featured for less than 12 minutes in the series so far. And that's despite getting paid €700,000 to present the show. So there's been 950 minutes of footage from Love Island, and Laura Whitmore has featured for just 11 minutes and 51 seconds. So the Sun has got the calculator out. Laura Whitmore is earning €58,000 a minute for her work. And fair play to her. Of course, the argument would be it's not only the work you do on air but off air. Final story also from The Sun, and if you're a fan of crisps, well, you might be interested in this, because a posh department store is selling crisps for €30, sparking a ready salty response from punters. This is Fortnum and Mason, which is very, very posh. I think Queen Elizabeth loves that particular brand. But the 500 gram tin of crisps, they're vegan crisps, is the perfect snack. And cheesed off customers point out that a 600 gram multi-pack of Walkers costs €4.10, and you get 24 bags as opposed to one tin of these for €30. Anyway, that's your look at the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.